Greetings, everyone. Are you ready for an accelerated course in higher consciousness? This is how our global village will get ahead of the accelerated rate of change we are now seeing in the world. It won't be with the same consciousness that created the problems we see. It will be with a new consciousness that is now evolving with the angels of our better nature. Welcome to Cosmic Love. Have you ever considered what will happen when the language of cosmic love becomes common sense with a common language? Are you aware that this love language is, in fact, the learning process, the creative process, and the processes of consciousness at the quintessential foundation of self-governance? Think about that. Such a language of consciousness has the potential to involve and evolve our individual and collective consciousness. This is what cosmic love is all about, higher conscience. Give yourself a checkup from the neck up. What do you think will happen to your world and the world at large as we become more conscious of how we are conscious, both individually and collectively? I'll give you a big hint. Take a good look at the worldwide web of consciousness that the internet has created. Consider this new net reality for what it truly is, a global revolution in higher consciousness. The instant, everywhere, interactive internet has eliminated space and time. We're all connected in a global village now. All knowledge is at your fingertips. Knowledge power as never before known to humanity. But where's the cosmic love, you may ask? There's a new net reality shaping the consciousness of humanity. Freedom to know better and the opportunity to do better has far outpaced the ability of our core institutions to keep up with the revolutionary capabilities for all humanity. That's what the internet represents, the evolving consciousness of humanity, the collective consciousness of humanity, and the collective future of humanity. That's where cosmic love comes in. Any good metaphysician with his finger on the pulse of humanity could tell you that. If you step out of the box of contemporary groupthink and if you become an objective observer of the evolutionary ascent of net reality caused by the internet, you will not only see a huge wave of change coming, but also the nature of that change and the role that cosmic love will play in change events. There is a natural evolutionary path to these changes. Cosmic love is a blueprint for that change. It always has been. But humanity is just beginning to grasp the multidimensional consciousness required to navigate the vast, uncharted realm of inner space, the internet, at the heart of the internet. This is the new global village consciousness that is defining the collective conscience of humanity. Let's get real. Net reality is what we make it. Where do you think it's going? How do you think we'll get through the birth pangs of a new world being born? Are you ready for the next big thing in the computer internet revolution? Would you agree that the best way to predict the future is to create it? Cosmic love is the answer to these questions. All I ask is that you listen and learn. See how you can catch the biggest wave of opportunity in history. I'll explain how you can ride that wave for phenomenal win-win benefits for yourself and all humanity. Those hearing this are obviously computer literate, so connect the dots. Get a grip on the net reality of global connection with the benefits of cosmic love. Someone has to do it. May it begin with us, United Sovereigns, in a united state of cosmic love. Always victory when we love enough, keep the faith. Get the vision, embrace the virtue, make the vow, and claim the victory of cosmic love in your world and the world at large.
Greetings, everyone. This is Christopher Rudy for Cosmic Love. This Saturday, September 2009, it's my great pleasure to have Therese Emmanuel Gray on our Cosmic Love show today. I'd like to give a little introduction to Therese for those who just tuned in. Teresa Emanuel Gray is a journalist who has written about personal growth for more than a decade, and she's co-authored the book, Why Do We Do What We Do? Four Pathways to Your Authentic Self. And she wrote that with psychologists Carolyn Hansky and Brian Emanuel Gray. Therese first discovered the transforming power of the interfamily archetype model by applying it to her personal circumstances. She had explored different avenues of psychological and spiritual growth, yet like so many of us, she could not resolve her rock-bottom self-limiting patterns. But that all changed when she discovered these amazing teachings on the interfamily archetypes. She was then able to face her deepest fears and disappointments. And when she found this work and with these amazing teachings, she was able to face situations that, as we all get blocked up, the core stuff, she was able to resolve it. So basically, it's a process of becoming conscious of how we are conscious. And as Therese experienced transformation of negative core patterns, it gave way to new levels of understanding and appreciation for herself and for others. In 1998, Therese Emanuel married Brian Gray, and today Therese works alongside Brian and Carolyn Hansky to facilitate the interfamily archetype model in workshops, seminars, and publications in English, French, and Spanish. And she shares life-changing concepts to help guide people on their journey towards psychological wholeness, spiritual fulfillment, and is working on several new books. So with that introduction, I'm going to bring on Therese. Are you there?
Yes, and thank you so much for having me, Christopher. It's wonderful to be here.
Oh, you're welcome. I understand you're going to offer listeners today an introductory lecture to an upcoming webinar on interfamily archetypes on Tuesday.
Tuesday at 7 p.m., and it's also going to be archived, so anybody who can't make that time can definitely check in with me and get the recording.
Oh, good. Now, we'll explain to listeners later in the show how they can register for that online seminar. But in the meantime, I'd like to contextualize your work, Therese, a little bit for regular listeners to Cosmic Love and for new listeners who may appreciate how Cosmic Love frames the issues brought to you by different guests on the show. This is a different way to introduce interfamily archetypes that I call the love model. And for those who go to the Cosmic Love page, there's those pure geometry representation of these archetypes, these principles that you can see at the top of the, as I mentioned, the Cosmic Love website. And that circle in the love model, the O in love, represents the law of the one, of unconditional love, sometimes referred to as the pure intention behind all organized religion. It's also referred to the great sphere of our unity in all diversity that some people call the great spirit of the I Am presence that connects each soul with divine love. You'll notice that all the geometrized characters in that love model have a circle representing the one, the two in one, the three in one, and the four in one. The L in the love model represents the principle of the two in one as in polarity rather than duality. And this is the principle of Alpha and Omega, or the yin and the yang of all creation, sometimes referred to as Mother, Father, God. And the positive aspect of polarity is an upward spiral of consciousness, whereas the negative aspect of duality is a downward spiral into fear, anger, and other misqualified energies of human creation. The V in the love model is a synthesis of the L and the O. And you can see in the graphic with the L, the O, or the linear and the nonlinear synthesis with another circle with a cross in it, cross-referencing the two. And that's like the principle of the Trinity, thesis, antithesis, and synthesis, or you can say mother, father, and son or daughter. And that's the principle of the three in one. And the four in one is the love model. It's like looking down the pyramid, or the four sides of the interfamily archetypes, or the four different natures of the interfamily archetypes that I'm going to have Therese explain in more detail. So that's a way of contextualizing these first principles of cosmic law, cosmic love, universal law, universal love. And this is what I do sometimes in the show, Therese, with different authors, with their subject. It fits very nicely what you have with the interfamily archetypes. And some people listening, I'm sure, are aware that Carl Jung, the father of modern psychology, introduced the language of archetypes in the collective unconscious of humanity. You can correct me on all this if I, you know, mess this up, but that was with his book for the layman called Man and His Symbols. And his contemporary of Carl Jung, Joseph Campbell, went much deeper into the subject in his book, The Power of Myth, and his six-part series with Bill Moyers on PBS TV. And I reference these works quite often with different authors. It's kind of like a common ground for frames of reference to understand this language of archetypes and what's going on in the collective consciousness or the collective unconscious, however you frame that. But anyway, that's what I thought I'd do to introduce the inner family archetypes to her, as I hope I didn't get too far off the subject, but it's...
That sounds good. That sounds really good. What I'd like to share first about this concept is really that it has to do with helping us to better understand who we are and where we are going. And basically, when you think about it, we are the created, we are the creators, and we are the co-creators. And the inner family archetype model helps us to understand this relationship that we have with cosmos, with our higher self, our divine self, and with the great spirit or God, however you wish to frame your perspective of where your soul is in response to the rest of the universe. And so we look at these four universal principles that are in all of the world's religions. They are in all of the different spiritual traditions. They are also in different native systems. It's really the four quadrants, the four archetypes, the four directions, north, south, east, and west. You find this in the Christian tradition as the, like you said, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Mother Mary is the Mother of God. You find it in the book of Revelation as the lion, the calf, the man, the flying eagle. You find it in the east as Brahma, Vishnu, Shiva, and then Shakti as the feminine counterpart. And so wherever you go, you find these four aspects of self. And what we came to realize was that the entire universe was created on this at the physical level, but also at the emotional level, at the level of thoughts, at the mental level, and at what we call the etheric level, which is the level of the blueprint and also the level of memory, the collective memory. You can call it the collective unconscious, though it's not actually unconscious. It's actually superconscious in the sense that it taps into this, to the memory that we have individually and collectively that goes beyond lifetimes. And so we're looking at these four aspects of self, which break down as our superconscious mind, our conscious mind, where we think, our subconscious mind, where we feel and have our emotions, and also how we connect as children and how we see and understand life as children, and then the unconscious mind, which is relating to our physical body. And we see that each of these aspects of our being is dominated by a specific energy, an energetic pattern. And this energetic pattern is different for each individual because it's dependent on our circumstance, what we printed as a child, and some would definitely say based on our karma, but based on what we came in to learn in this life. And so we each have a variation on this pattern. But
so
these four principles...
Excuse me, you're saying the pattern is basically the spiritual, mental, emotional, and physical is the superconscious, the conscious, the subconscious, and the unconscious.
That's exactly right. And so we have these four universal energies, and people are going to print them differently. And so I'd like to give a really brief introduction to the four so people get a better sense and can say, oh, yeah, I know exactly what this energy is. And the reason they are called inner family archetypes is because they are best described archetypally as the image that we naturally have of what a father energy is like, a mother energy, a boy child or Christic energy, and a girl child or Holy Spirit energy. And so we look at these four energies and we have the father. And the way the energy of the father comes into our life is that the energy of the Father has to do with blueprints. It has to do with guidelines. It has to do with boundaries. It has to do with laws. It has to do with a certain grid of protection, an alpha grid. And so this is the energy of the Father. Now, when that energy is misqualified in some way or has become in some way twisted away from its original intent, we end up having and seeing the Father energy as critical, as condemning, as constraining, and all of these different things that people just don't like, you know, rules, rigidity in a negative sense. And so this is the energy of the Father. Now, that is not the original intent of the Creator within and without. The energy of the Father is meant to be this beautiful energy that protects us, guides us, and loves us conditionally. You mentioned initially this idea of unconditional love, and what's really important to understand is that to have unconditional love, you have to have conditional love. The two form a Tai Chi. It's Alpha and Omega. Alpha is conditional, Omega is unconditional, and they do a cosmic dance in the universe and within our own nature. And so in the interfamily archetype model, we see Mother as being the one who brings the unconditional love, and she balances the Father out with this unconditional love. She nurtures, teaches, guides, and explains the rules of Father, the blueprint. She flushes it out for us. Mother is a very nurturing presence, and this is all of the loving Mother. But when you go into the negative side of Mother, when that energy has moved away from its original source, then you get into either a smothering, spoiling mechanism, or you get into an aloof mechanism, which basically abandons the person, abandons the soul, abandons the child. And this is in each and every one of our psychology. I mean, we all have this in our psyche. It's part of our psychology. And
matter of fact, in your book, Why We Do What We Do, for the listeners, it's a really excellent book. It's one of my favorites. It's one of my top 10. Seriously, I mean, I really love it. She goes into terms like the smother-mother concept, the misqualified as well as the qualified aspect. And in this regard to the alpha and the mega, or the mother, father, conditional, unconditional love, I sometimes simplify it, and I was going to run this past you, Therese. Is this kind of the concept of the alpha or the father principle, or the conditional principle? Is it more like along the lines of left brain self-image, whereas the feminine principle is more right brain unconditional self-esteem? Would that correspond?
I don't think that is necessarily the case. I don't see it broken down that way. It's more along the lines of conditional, as in the karmic law of you sow and you reap. And then the unconditional love comes in as this has to happen. It's forgiveness, and it's also an explanation, so that with Mother's explanation, you're able to come up higher. Once you understand, and once you receive the unconditional love, but you can't, you know, go outside of the boundaries of the laws of physics, the laws of karma, the laws of the universe, the universe and God as Father God has there's a very big structure and blueprint, and this goes into so many really awesome teachings that we will be covering in the webinar and in future weeks on this program that we're launching, and we do cover them to some extent in the book. But there is the entire understanding of how the universe fits together, and then what happened, why there was, you know, people say, you know, why was evil created, or why is there, why are things going wrong? And this is all explained within this model, because the next person we're going to get to within this quadruplicity is the person of the boy child, who in the highest sense is the archetype of the Christ, the Christic essence, and in the East they would see it as Krishna consciousness. It's the ultimate brilliant mind of God. It's the Son who takes the will of the Father and puts it into action. And the boy child within us is an energy that is, you know, it's our can-do spirit. It's our spirit of freedom. It's our spirit of joy and getting things accomplished and sense of humor and you know, charging into the fray and all of that. But when the boy-child energy gets misqualified, we get into serious trouble, because this is really where the entire fall of the universe took place, and I don't want to get into all this detail right now.
Cosmology,
but basically,
yeah.
I just wanted to give this sense that that the unloved boy child within us and the negative side of boy child is the part that says, you know, my bomb is bigger than your bomb. I'm going to, you know, beat your ass.
Yeah.
I'm going to make sure that you suffer, and I'm going to enjoy watching you suffer. And I like to take the wings off of a fly, and I'm the biggest bully around.
Yeah.
And so that's really what we see going on in everywhere, whether we look at the news or whether we look at, you know, everything that's going wrong around us is because of this energy that says, I want what I want when I want it, and I'll do whatever I have to do to get it. And it doesn't matter if I have to kill you or take everything away from you, as long as I get my way. And
so what you're saying is, excuse me, what you're saying is the inner family archetypes for the individual relates also, you might say, government, education, healthcare, and the economy, or at least, you know, there's four archetypal principles in our institutions and in our organization models and the consciousness of, you know, our leaders and how that's reflected on the world stage. It's Western civilization, would you say that would be conscious boy child?
I would say that there's a strong boy child in Western civilization, especially America, because Americans are known for their can-do spirit. But the unloved boy child is everywhere. I mean, you see it in the Middle East, you see it in China, you see it all over the place. It's really the aggressive, bully-dominating thing. And what I would say about this model is that it explains people. It explains how psychologically we are wired up and how we are wired up at the level of our thoughts, our feelings, our intents, our motives, as well as the things that we repress and reject. And so once we understand this concept and why we do what we do, which is the name of the book, you know, then we're able to go in and we're able to basically understand human behavior. And that can be your own personal psychology, something, you know, you had a fight with your spouse and why did you do this, and or you know, your kid is just really bugging you and why is that, and you know, or it can be something like, you know, why did this guy you know, act this way, either in the United Nations or in our government or at our local high school or wherever it is. And so the model helps us to explain and to understand people better, and the more familiar we become with it, the more we're able to start to decipher how other people are behaving, how they are set up archetypally speaking, and what is the energy that is stronger for them at the level of the way that they present themselves, think, or want, or feel, or what they desire, what they aspire to, what they tend to avoid. It's very, very helpful in all interpersonal relationships. And
I was going to say, you know, that what I've got out of it the most is a better understanding of a person's languaging style, so that you can speak to a person's languaging style once you understand how their languaging style fits these interfamily archetypes, that you can speak to then a person with a sensitivity as though they were speaking to themselves, with that kind of level of sensitivity. There's a connection with communicating because you're honoring and referencing an understanding of their languaging style with these inner family archetypes. To me, that's been huge. And that's why, you know, that's why I love the subject. That's why I relate it to, in broad terms, to the love model archetypes, which is when I reference the geometry of divinity or geometrically ordered divinity as God consciousness, I'm referring to the inner family archetypes.
Well, this is absolutely true, and the fun thing about it, and the true thing about it, is that this whole model has to do with everyone being able to return to their original blueprint of divine love. You know, we're all meant to love, we're all meant to be loved, and to love at the highest sense, you know, love with a capital L, which means that we become the fullness of the loving father, the loved boy child, or Christic essence, the loving mother, and the Love Girl Child, which I'd like to introduce just for a minute, and,
okay.
and these, as the Holy Spirit. And these four aspects within us are in a cosmic dance, and we are able to draw upon each of these archetypes or energies depending on what the situation calls for, depending on who we're talking to, depending on where they're coming from. And
now, that's what Jung referred to as
masterful.
That's what Jung referred to as individualization, isn't it? The ability to reference the different archetypes, in appropriate timing, in an appropriate way. In other words, be able to individualize is knowing which to be when, so to speak.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So let me just run by a girl child real quick, because I don't want to leave your audience with three, but not the fourth. We have to have the four here. And so girl child is the part of us that is the beautiful, ineffable, artistic, intuitive, connected to spirit part of us. It's very hard to pin down girl child because she's mystical and she's a bit of a chameleon. She is able to see what somebody needs and provide that in a form of caring. The love girl child is just the most beautiful part of us. And when this energy, goes bad in us at some level because we've been injured or hurt or had things happen to us and so forth, then that part of us becomes the victim, the wounded martyr that, we soak our wounds and it's like, what they did to me and how sorry I feel for myself, and pretty soon you just get so depressed. And girl child, if she's not in a place of love, can get so depressed. But if you can pull her out of that place and bring her back into this place of love, she can really tune into what it is that somebody else needs. She can really care, and she can bring beauty and hope and just an incredible sense of glory to the universe and to the world around us and to the people in her life that is so, so special. And many times people who have a strong girl child archetype feel quite beaten down and misunderstood and unappreciated, because the world we live in, like we said before, is very much a boy-child-driven world, and oftentimes an unloved boy-child-driven world. And so it's important for people who have this strong girl child essence, especially if it's conscious or subconscious, to be able to learn how to bring in that presence of the loving Father that will provide a blueprint of protection and direction and guidance and strength that will help people be able to bring out this beautiful side of them, which is really the Aquarian side of them, and not be beaten to a pulp.
I refer to the Holy Spirit of love and action, and I like to use the analogy of the dance. It's all the dance, and the dance of energies and the dance of consciousness and relationships, and the concept of dance like no one is watching, and love like you've never been hurt. I think it was the Sufi master, who was that, the poet that said that, but the country two-step dancing is like that. You've got to be a good leader, but you can have a really good follower, but if there's not a good leader, they don't know where to go. And there's this in a good dance and country two-step swing, I've been really getting into it, having a great time with it. But it's that there's this all those principles where you have to both be leader and follower. A good leader is a good follower. He's sensitive to the person he's leading and where they're on or off, and how to have that can-do spirit and be ahead of the game enough, with where it's going in a harmonious way. And of course the harmony and the sensitivity that comes into it and both parts is a huge thing, because there's that balance, and there's when it's in balance and when the balance is good, and there's that in harmony with the music, and it's the dance.
Well,
oversimplified. But.
No, but I mean, when I see the name of your show, Cosmic Love, that is completely girl child. And so I'm sure that a lot of the people who listen to this show who are attracted to this concept and title are going to have a strong girl child or a strong, attraction to the girl child principle. Do you have a girl child as a super conscious archetype? Do you know?
Actually, here's the thing. The cosmic love thing is kind of interesting because I geometrize it. I put a frame of reference on it, which is the blueprint on the girl child, which is, a paradox wrapped in a conundrum. There's a lot of people that are kind of miffed with the way I get into technical things explaining the show, but that's kind of the mothering and nurturing the understanding, too. You know, it is a feminine aspect of myself, which I've been working on. You know, I've been working on my feminine side, you might say, by doing Cosmic Love.
Well, good for you, because, you know, the more you become aware of your four archetypes and how they work, and the more you're able to reclaim the loving patterns, and you know, they start balancing out, and you find that you're no longer just all masculine-driven. You find that you're able to incorporate the feminine side, or if you're overwhelmingly feminine, you're able to bring in that masculine protection, and just like you were explaining in that dance. And this has nothing to do with a person's gender. I just want to say this, that these archetypes have nothing to do with whether you're a man or a woman. It has to do with the way that you communicate, the way that you think, the way that you feel, what you aspire to. And it's a blueprint that was printed on your on the fabric of your being, on the fabric of your superconscious, conscious, subconscious, unconscious mind, probably when you were in the womb, maybe even before that. It's just one of those things that, was absorbed by you and that started to develop in you, just like, you know, your genes determine your hair color and your eye color and all that. There was a certain pattern that you were born into, and that your family then reinforced. That we go into family training and all of that because it reinforces it, and then ultimately we have to be able to know where we're at and why we do what we do, so we can come out of it and we can master our relationships.
I've really studied different psychological profiling systems, Performax, and you know, the different systems that are based on Jungian archetypes and Jungian psychology, and I really looked at this from a lot of different angles. And I've come around to the understanding from most of them. They say that your behavioral patterns don't change that much, maybe 5%, 10%, unless you become conscious of them and work on them. And to me, that process over the years, you know, there's other factors that come into it. I mean, you know, I used to be a boy child in orbit, you know, on testosterone, you might say. Of course, then I went through testopause, and my estrogen levels came up, and I started working on my feminine side a little bit more, if you know what I mean. And it's kind of funny, but, you know, at different stages of life, people, you know, are karmically or otherwise, they're starting to face the parts that they suppressed or were unconscious of. And I think there's an evolution for this boy child to where, you know, I came out of orbit, and I started to become more conscious of my patterns and the consequences of it, and the balancing aspects of girl-child, and the mother-nurturing aspects in relationships. And not that I've mastered it. I mean, every once in a while, you know, it's like staring yourself in the mirror and facing your mortality. You know, your behavioral patterns come back at you. Anyway, that's me talking. I did want to get into a little bit more on the webinar that you're going to have on Tuesday.
Yes, what we're doing is we're launching, it's actually a 12-week program where we're going to be moving people through the archetype model in a very in-depth way, and it's going to lead to a level one certification program. And the first week of this program is going to be a more in-depth introduction to the archetypes and how it applies to being able to assess your own particular pattern, and how you can start to learn how to assess other people's patterns. We have this broken down so that people can, first of all, we want to invite people to come to the first webinar for free so that they can completely get a sense of the model. And, of course, you can also order our book online or at Amazon, Why We Do What We Do, and then and learn it that way. But if you can participate in this teleseminar, you will get a better understanding of the model. I will be teaching that, and if you can't, for whatever reason, attend, we would gladly send you the recording of that first meeting. And then if you decide that you would like to study this further, we have a special deal on the next 3 weeks where we're going to teach you how to assess and assess yourself and others. And we also have a special price on the full 12 weeks where If you decide to go all the way, you will learn not only how to do assessments of archetypes, but you will also be able to learn how to use this for dialoguing, inner dialoguing, and how to use the model in terms of your communication style, in terms of how you can meet people where they're at based on the archetype that they are coming from. And so this whole first level program has to do with understanding assessments, dialogues, and the communication style that you were talking about, and being able to experience a certain level of personal healing as well in the process. And we have a wonderful lineup of people who are going to be participating. There are people from all walks of life and professions, and we actually have some people from all over the world. We have some people from Australia and Europe and Canada and the States, and so it's going to be a lot of fun. And so we would certainly love for people to come and listen to this first teleseminar for free, and if they want to find out more or do more, we'll be explaining that at the end of that evening. That's this coming Tuesday at 7 o'clock Mountain Time, and you can email me at Sirius, like the star, S-I-R-I-U-S, Sirius Consulting, at MSN.com. Again, that's Sirius, S-I-R-I-U-S, Consulting at MSN.com, and just tell me, hey, I saw, you on BBS Radio, or I heard you, and I want to participate in this teleseminar, and I will send you the link to the webinar. And then if you happen to hear this show after this has happened and you still want to listen to the seminar, we'll gladly send you a recording. And also want
to invite people for this first one.
It's important and foundational. And I just wanted to also let people know that we do have a full website on the archetypes at innerfamilyarchetypes.com, so they can go and get tons of information there as well.
That's what I was going to recommend. You've got more information on that email address at SiriusConsulting.com, I believe, is on that website also, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's all on the website.
Oh, good. All right. So that's coming up this Tuesday. Listeners that are interested can email Therese and get access to that online, listen to that. And I would recommend that if you get a chance to get the book and do the seminar, it's really helpful. I attended years ago a seminar that Brian and Therese gave, and I was really amazed. They had at that time just a little booklet. They didn't have the final book then. This was, gosh, must have been 8 years ago. And I was just amazed at how they came to life. It comes to life in the book, and the book frames it. But there's the languaging of it from a different perspective, with the conversational metaphors and the different exercises that are giving in the webinar and in the seminars that they give. And I was just amazed how it came to life, Therese. I'm telling you, it's really been a life changer and really good for me. So I could discover my feminine side.
I'm so glad to hear that.
So I even would know what that is,
Right. Well, there's a lot of people, even women, who have said to us, I didn't know who this was. And they were referencing their girl child, but they had never felt her awaken until they took this seminar. And it was like this repressed side of them, because so often in our society, that part of us is beaten down. And so it becomes liberating to feel the four archetypes. You have people who all of a sudden experience loving father for the first time, and they say, oh my goodness, I feel like now I can stand up for myself. But it's not done in a mean, negative boy child way. It's done from the place of impersonal loving father boundary that basically tells the unloved boy child in other people, the bully in others, back off. But it's the back off that is done from an adult place and not from a competing child place. So people are finding a lot of really good healing happening by God's grace, using this model.
I was going to say, it's the loving father frames the kind of boundaries that shows loving boy child that there are boundaries for your behavior. There's consequences for the behavior in a loving way. Raising four children, you know, there's no way that a loving father can't have that sense of responsibility for conveying those boundaries, that there are consequences for behavior, and it's the bringing it back into balance. It's always a conscientious attention to these processes of paying attention, and when you learn the language of that, you become conscious of how you are conscious. And my experience was as loving. It was as boy child, and sometimes it wasn't as loving as it should be, and you know, there's lessons there, but it was as conscious boy child and super conscious father, subconscious mother, and unconscious girl child. So the unconscious girl child, part of cosmic love to me is making the unconscious conscious as an exercise with the can-do spirit, you know, boy child, that says, you know, I don't know exactly what cosmic love is. It's been, this girl-child aspect of me has been unconscious. But by golly, I'm going to put it out there and find out.
That's
and
wonderful
it's been amazing. It's just been amazing,
yeah.
the different authors and speakers and the languaging of, you might say, the collective unconscious. Well, it's been the collective unconscious for me, but my concept of that is, you know, to make conscious these universal Holy Spirit love and action archetypes, principles, inner family principles, archetypes, so that they're, and I'd reference that with the love model. The love model is the way I do that, and I have a different way of orienting to the principles, but there's no in-depth orientation to it like your book and your workshops, you know, why we do what we do. It's just really, it's really good to have you on the show, Therese.
I'm so glad, and I just wanted to say also, if somebody out there is listening and is wondering, you know, what is my combination, you know, how can I find out, if it turns out that you can't do the longer webinar and you would like to just know your combination, you can give us a call and we'll take $20 off an introductory 1-hour session, you know, where we will go through and tell you how to assess your own archetypes. And so if somebody just has an hour and, you know, tells us they came from your show, we'll take $20 off, and they can really learn how to assess their own pattern.
By the way, I was going to mention, that's really helpful. Once you become conscious of those patterns, and what's your conscious pattern, your subconscious pattern, your superconscious, and your unconscious patterns, it really helps then to tune in to the behavioral dimensions of the loving and unloving aspect, to recognize them. And once you recognize those patterns, it's like you have your own internal checks and balances. You become, you know, it's like rather than biofeedback, it becomes like psyche feedback. It's like you have that small voice within saying, oh, yeah, that's that pattern. And it's like the consequences for not being loving become, you know, it's like staring at your mortality in the mirror, you know. You know, it's like, am I going to get it right this time around or what? And
I think that's
really
what we're all wondering, isn't it? Yes,
yeah.
It's time to get it right, and how much more joy and fulfillment we can have if we become masterful of our own being first, you know, to thine own self be true first, right? And then if we can extend that wholeness out to others, it's really a blessing, and it helps us in our families, in our businesses, just about everywhere. Plus, it's kind of neat to be able to turn on the TV and say, hey, this guy's like got an out-of-control boy child, or this person
yeah.
is acting from this mother place that, you know, he's being aloof or he's manipulating in this way. And you know, and you can start to see through people's patterns and things. And it's
yeah.
actually, it can be even fun, you know?
Well, to me, it's like it's a higher level of processing how we process. You know, it's like when I say being conscious of how we're conscious, it's a higher conscious way of processing behavioral patterns in others that we've come to learn in ourselves and can recognize in others. And this is the languaging thing that when I refer to sensitivity to others as though they were speaking to themselves in communication with others on a real-time basis, it's priceless. And I'm no master at it by any means, but these are the tools that make that skill set, languaging skill set, really feasible and practical and usable. So I wanted to do a wrap here in a few minutes, but I wanted to give a little bit of orientation to that concept of, you know, to thine own self be true. as, you know thyself, that concept of know thyself as loving father, mother, girl child, boy child, the loving nature and the awareness of the principles, the first principles, of what that means. And to me, that whole concept of you can't give to others what you don't have for yourself, it all begins with oneself. And so personal growth and development with these interfamily archetypes are really priceless for that understanding of the language of the psyche and the behavioral, a person's behavioral style of believing, or believing, thinking, feeling, and acting spiritually, mentally, emotionally, physically. That whole process of how we are what we believe, we become what we believed, we are what we think, we become what we thought, we are what we feel, we become what we felt, we are what we do, we become what we did. It's a whole process of as you become conscious of those processes and the languaging process with these interfamily archetypes, I think it's really priceless for being in the loop, in the nexus of that process from habit to recreating oneself in the image and likeness of loving father, loving mother, loving boy child, loving girl child. And it's just a priceless process of personal growth and development. I haven't found any other tool, and I've continued to look, and I've had a lot of authors on the show. I haven't found any other tool that is this comprehensive. It's simple yet profound. And whether you're talking about Jungian archetypes or the power of myth and all the metaphors that he gets into for these archetypes in the collective kind, any other source that I've looked at to really come back to the same basics that the Hopi sand paintings and the Tibetan mandala sand paintings and East and West, all these maps of consciousness, the key into the archetypes, psychology, astrology, fire, air, water, and earth, these four principles and how they translate to the language of the psyche is just priceless. So I'm really grateful that we had you on the show. I really hope that people that have listened will have a chance to register, send you their email, and hear this introductory program, your webinar. I'm really interested in doing that myself. So,
well, we're really happy to have you joining us for this. It will be absolutely great, and we hope your listeners will as well. And if somebody misses this cycle because they listen to your show, down the road, we will have more of these trainings, and we will have an opportunity to have more. We'll have things posted on the website, but for sure, email me, and I will definitely send you that recording. And like I said before, if you need to have a personal consultation to figure out your archetypes and your specific pattern, we'll give you a discount for being a part of this BBS radio. We're very grateful that you heard from us here. So,
oh, good. Then I'm glad that the people listening to the show in the future on the archive presentations will be able to get more information. They can do that at going to the www.innerfamilyarchetypes.com. And that's just as it says, innerfamilyarchetypes.com. And we'll be able to get more information on upcoming events, seminars, webinars, and I think it's great you're doing the webinar, by the way.
It's wonderful. We're so grateful for this new technology. It's not completely new, but it's a new cycle for us to get the work out in a larger way and to have people being able to get these classes in their own homes without having to come out here or for us to go somewhere to do it. We're very grateful for this technology and all that it means for people's development, personal development all over the world.
Well, I'm going to be doing a wrap now. That's going to be it for Cosmic Love. Today I'm going to have a meditation of about 10 minutes long here at the end of the show. And as a matter of fact, it's kind of a technology wrap about, the instant everywhere interactive Internet. And I look forward to hearing everyone here in about 2 weeks. Thanks, Therese, for being on the show.
Thank you so much. Have a wonderful night.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Good night, everyone.
Thanks for listening to this presentation on Cosmic Love. I hope you have enjoyed receiving this as much as I've enjoyed giving it. There's a new relationship with all humanity that is maturing with the new synchronicity of instant, everywhere, interactive, net reality. Cosmic Love is the heart of this synchronicity. Tools and processes that empower the wisdom of Cosmic Love is the purpose of the Worldwide Love Foundation. The family of man is now making a quantum leap into a new consciousness as never before in history. Our awareness as humankind is expanding, and the Internet reflects that multidimensional expansion of consciousness into new realms of omniscience, omnipresence, and omnipotence in the power of cosmic love. This has huge implications. The more information we have, the greater the need to get it all in order. The more knowledge power we have, the greater the need for the wisdom of cosmic love. That should be common sense. And it's time to make common sense more common. If you agree that the American Revolution was huge for freedom and opportunity in the world, look what's happening to the whole world now. A new connection with cosmic love is positioning the golden rule, law, language for a golden age in our spirit, our minds, our hearts, and the soul of humanity. We're on the threshold of a global revolution that is awakening the angels of our better nature. Let's be honest and reason together. Cosmic love has always been the golden rule law language for every golden age in cosmic history. Some things don't change, only the ability of the human mind to grasp the full implications of the world in which we now live. That has changed with the Internet, and like an adolescent who is not an adult yet, but not a child either, the Internet is now installed, operational, and ready to take our personal and planetary consciousness to the next level. That would be cosmic love, and the foundation principles for this is the love model, a universal law language interface for net reality that represents the five-dimensional intelligence that can fulfill a global revolution in higher consciousness. Check it out for yourself. See how it works. Consider the role you can play and how you can benefit. The sooner you get the vision of this cosmic love thing, the sooner you can profit from a wholly new economy that will transform all our social networks with extraordinary abundance of everything held sacred by free people worldwide. There is a new intelligence that is defining and refining humanity's evolutionary ascent. The higher the intelligence of universal cosmic love, the greater the results. The gateway to higher consciousness is, in fact, the language of consciousness. The five-dimensional intelligence that cosmic love frames in form and frequency, as in frequently. Once you get it, how the Holy Spirit of love and action can heal our individual and collective conscience, it will become self-evident how cosmic love can nurture and culture the net reality that brings a Holy Spirit to the collective consciousness of humanity. Love heals all, always has, always will. The more cosmic and universal the vision of love, the greater the results. Welcome to the opportunity. It's time to link the light workers who are love makers. The Internet now provides this opportunity for extraordinary synchronicity as will empower wisdom with cosmic love. Someone had to do it. Now you can. Network for the net worth of this new net reality. You have the vision now before you. What you do with it can change your world and the world at large. We are all co-creators in the cosmic scheme of cosmic love. The great spirit of great love is the great opportunity that genuine freedom gives all of us. Heaven knows that there is nothing more valuable than the vision of cosmic love that has found its time. Experience the Worldwide Love Foundation in your consciousness, being, and world. Care enough to share this vision of great opportunity. Step into the circle of global connection as you center and connect with the five-dimensional intelligence of cosmic love that provides the cultural DNA for a golden age on Earth. Miracles happen when cosmic love is conceived, believed, and achieved. You are that miracle when you become the cosmic love you want to see in the world. Own this vision as your own. Embrace the intrinsic virtue of cosmic love. Make the vow to do what you can because you can. Claim the victory for all mankind aspiring to live as kind men. Here's to winning from the beginning of a global revolution that will finish worldwide with the great experiment and representative government gave humanity with the American Revolution. Heaven on earth is virtually in your hands. Do you want the keys to the kingdom? Are you ready to assemble the components to the capstone of cosmic love vision? Discover the five-dimensional intelligence that will empower your own virtually untapped gifts and talents. Consider how you can make a difference, if not the difference. It's your life, your world. Take command. Give cosmic love the chance that you want for all mankind. Now you can. See for yourself. Do it for cosmic love, and heaven knows cosmic love will bless your life far beyond this one. Sooner or later, what goes around comes around. You can call that good karma, or the justice of cosmic law, or just the blessings of cosmic love. It's the same thing. The abundant life is born in abundant love. The more cosmic that love, the more abundant is your life. Personally, I can't think of anything better to do, and I hope you feel the same way. So keep in touch with cosmic love. It only gets better as you pay attention. This is how cosmic love works. Pay attention because attention pays in ways that make cosmic love the new currency for global peace and prosperity. Your attention is your consciousness. The next economy for planetary civilization will pay attention to the value of virtue, the virtue of cosmic love. The family of man and our global village must be connected to this one virtue. We must pay attention to the first principles of higher consciousness if we are to transcend the old paradigms of scarcity consciousness that scarcity economics has created. This is the whole point of cosmic love. We won't heal our personal and planetary problems with the same consciousness that created the problems. The best hope for humanity is the charity of goodwill among mankind. This is the charity of cosmic love in action. This is the Holy Spirit of cosmic love in man that raises mankind with loving kindness. I hope you appreciate this message and share it with others. That may be just your circle of influence with family and friends, or it may be every news group or blog on the internet where lightworkers and enlightened netizens, global citizens, hang out. By the grace of cosmic love, enough good people will do enough soon enough to quickly turn the tide of global consciousness from the paradigm of scarcity to the paradigm of abundance that cosmic love cultures. May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.